as the world's tropical forests disappear, biologists are looking for ways to track the fate of the plants and animals living in them. They're also looking for ways to find new species before they disappear. Today, scientists announced a novel way to do that. NPR's Christopher Joyce has the story.
Tropical biologists have had a miserable time of it lately. As the forests they study are being cut or burned for timber and agriculture, the plants and animals that live in them are disappearing as well. Now, there is reason for a little cheer. It comes from Madagascar, an island the size of California along the east coast of Africa. It's a mini-continent of lush rainforests, deserts, and mountains. Biologist Christopher Raxworthy from the American Museum of Natural History has been going there for 20 years.
One of the key things that we're always desperately trying to get hold of is where a species is actually found, what kind of habitats does it occur in, what sort of elevation, what type of forest. And if you can actually identify a forest and say, we think there's a very good chance if we go into this forest, we're going to find new species or we're going to find important populations to be protected, that's amazingly powerful.
Raxworthy found a way to do that. He and his co-workers designed a computer program to identify biological hotspots, specifically for chameleons, the shade-changing lizards that Raxworthy studies. He fed the computer information about the habits of Madagascar's chameleons, information from museum collections, some from the 19th century. He added the latest satellite images of Madagascar and data about its climate, elevation, and rainfall. What the computer spit out were maps of the kinds of places chameleons like best. It matched what Raxworthy knew from experience and accurately predicted where biologists would find chameleons. Environmental groups such as Conservation International, where biologist Tom Brooks works, believes this could work for other species as well.
We don't even know the names of most species on the planet, let alone where they live and what's happening to them. And so what Chris Raxworthy and colleagues have done here is to really provide a shortcut on the distribution and status of species that we so desperately need to be able to conserve the world's biodiversity.
The computer model also did something remarkable. It pointed Raxworthy to three regions where he was sure there were no chameleon species from his list. A computer error, he thought. He pulled on his boots and went to look, and got a big surprise.
What suddenly jumped out at us was those areas, yes, they didn't include the species that we were modeling, but they did include a very high density of new species.
New species of chameleon never seen by scientists before. Evidence that the computer was able to notice fertile territory for new species that biologists might have overlooked. A description of the research appears in this week's issue of the journal Nature. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.